This is an MUT Radio podcast.
To the program director, to the vice chancellor, to the executive management committee, academic staff, and support staff, to the outgoing SRC, and to the incoming SRC, Osingabo, to the student parliament, and to all students of MUT. It is both an honor and a privilege to welcome you to the 2025-2026 Student Representative Council inauguration ceremony. We are gathered here today to mark a significant occasion in the life of our institution, the official inauguration of the newly elected Student Representative Council, a body that embodies the voices and hopes and ambitions of the student community. This is not just a ceremonial event, but a celebration of democracy, leadership, and commitment to service that lies at the heart of higher education. The purpose for today's function is to formally introduce and inaugurate the newly elected SRC members, who will serve as a bridge between the student body and the university administration in the 2025-2026 academic year. This is a moment to recognize their mandate and responsibility to lead with integrity, transparency, and courage. We are gathered here today to express gratitude to the outgoing SRC, whose term of office has shaped the students' experience, advanced important causes, and contributed to the evolving story of MUT. Your sacrifices and dedication has not gone unnoticed. We are also gathered here to reaffirm the values of leadership, accountability, and active participation that we expect from all the members of the university community as we move forward. We remind ourselves that leadership is not about status, but about service and being a voice of the voiceless and a hand that lifts others up. This inauguration is an important reminder that the student voices matter, that leadership is trust, not just the title, and that those who are chosen to lead must do so with humility, wisdom, and vision. To the incoming SRC, today you accept a call to lead not just by name, but by action. May your term be marked by progress, unity, and purpose. Let this event inspire us all to contribute to building a university environment where students thrive, where dialogue is welcomed, and where leadership is practiced with excellence. May the inauguration proceedings begin in the spirit of unity and progress. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Zwane Sibonge Kakhulu. Sicele Mr. Lindokuhle Khoza, who's going to take us through a road to SRC elections. Simshayile izandla ngosiyambe sakhuphuka.
Zancane izandla zomuntu obe run ukhetho.
Ake simphinde ke zandla indaba urobhile yini. Hayi ngeke akarobhanga, ake simuphe izandla inkulu.
The Vice Chancellor, Executive Management, the Dean of Students, and all protocol that has been established by Mr. Zwane and the Program Director, the outgoing SRC Collective, the incoming SRC, Student Parliament, kanye nabangani bami, the Election Liaison Committee, which are representatives of all organizations and candidates. If I was preparing this program, I would have said, Inino Singabo, because these are the guys, gentlemen and ladies, who helped us to produce a result that gave the MUT the 2025-2026 SRC. Firstly, I think one just want to appreciate an opportunity once again. Yokuthenjwa, together with my team, ukuthi we can deliver credible, free, transparent and fair elections. My task is very brief. Bengikomplain lapha emuva ukuthi 10 minutes ongaka ngizowenzani. Ngoba mina ezami ithelo have already been produced, which is to present to the executive management and institution ESRC that was not elected through cheating or through shortcuts, but it was through a very robust, rough and exciting process. There were four organizations that contested the SRC election. We had an organization called Economic Freedom Fighters Youth Command. They are known for singing even when it's time to talk. And then we had another organization which was contesting elections for the very first time. They got a tagline or a new name during these elections. Ukuthi they are freestylers, by a rapper, and they can just dance in the middle of a manifesto, which is Mkhonto weSizwe student movement. And then we had the South African Democratic Student Movement, ISADESMO. These ones, they always, in every election, they always claim they have home ground advantage because they believe ukuthi lesi sikole sikamntwana. So whenever you want to discipline them, they will tell you, Mr. Khoza, isikole sikamntwana lesi. And then you have the South African Student Congress. Kuthiwa zingane zikamdala, angazi kubani loyo. SASCO, which were contesting elections. Bona ke kuthiwa angazi kodwa nje ngiyasaba ukukusho. Yes. So these were the four organizations that were contesting elections. And then we had the so-called independent candidates that were not so independent. None of them were independent. All of them were wearing political regalia. They were chanting slogans with the four contesting organizations. But what was unique with this election, Vice Chancellor, is that we were using the amended electoral policy and SRC constitution for the very first time. And elections nearly collapsed because there were sharp contradictions and gray areas that made our role as the election commission tough. That's why I want to appreciate this team of people who were representing organizations and formations. They took decisions that were not necessarily in line with the policy. They protected the elections. And I think today I just want to really appreciate those people. Can all the liaison committee members, reps of organizations that were part of the process, please rise, because I want everyone to give you a round of applause for the sterling job that you have taken us through during this time. Siyabonga. Some of them could not even converse correctly in English. Their English could not even qualify in the kitchen. But they were able to interpret policy, they were able to identify gaps, and they were able to advise us correctly. And lastly, I just want to appreciate the outgoing student parliament. When we started the process, we met with all student formations that are recognized. And it was the leadership of the student parliament that first identified that there is a threat of contradictions that we might encounter, which then informed a memo that came from the Office of the Dean of Students, which was actually able to help us to journey through the process. So we are able to say the elections were free, transparent, and fair, because these young leaders who are not celebrated because they are not here were able to protect the image of the university. They were able to protect their interest, but also they trusted us to lead the process, and they were able to allow inputs from management here and there. The last remarks are to management, Yasemangosuthu University of Technology. You are privileged as a university. We run elections in many institutions of higher learning. There is no university in South Africa that has manual voting, that has a robust, engaging election like MUT. You are number one in the whole country. You can go to TUT, you can go anywhere. There is no university where there is robust contestation. And when the elections are over, everyone embraces the outcome and students regroup and unite and life goes on. So we really appreciate you as an institution for that. And I don't know whether it's the student input or it's the management input, but MUT is truly a democratic university. And I plead and pledge that whatever pressure you may get as a university, never compromise student activism, because you also produce quality leaders who make an input into the lifestyle and into the framing of society. And we appreciate you, and we wish the new SRC all the best. I said during the portfolio allocation, you came here wearing different caps, divided, contesting the space. Unfortunately, now you are on the spotlight. You are the image and you are the first respondents of the student community on behalf of MUT. You are no longer representing EFF, SC, or YC, rather. You are no longer representing SASCO. You are no longer representing yourselves, those who are claiming to be independents. You are now representing the entire student body. And all the factions and the infights that were there, may they be buried today. Because in solidarity, if students are divided, management will have a lack of time. let me repeat this one. I lead an organization. If those that I lead are divided, I have a privilege of doing as I please. If students are divided, the management can do whatever they want without any accountability. So your unity is not strikes. Unity is engaging and winning battles in the boardroom. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Khoza. Sicele nje, Mr. Mhlengi Ngubo, the outgoing SRC president, asidilivele speech sakhe, nimshayele izandla. Esakhuphuka nje sibonge Nkosi yami i-executive management yaseMangosuthu ukuthi ibe khona njengoba ihleli lapha phezulu e-stage. Ngicela ukuthi simnikezeke ithuba uMhlengi. Over to you, sir.
I would like to extend my greetings to the program director, the vice chancellor, the EMC present here today, the outgoing SRC, the incoming SRC, Osngabo, the Dean of Students, our new SDO, Mr. Khoza and his team, IEC, Student Affairs as a whole, all the substructures of the SRC and the Student Parliament, which was one of the structures that played a pivotal role in ensuring that we have these elections as a success. My name is Unkanyiso Umhlengi Wakwangubo. A former floor rep, a former subcommittee member, I was a convener, a former chairperson of a residence, a former SRC SDO during the term of 2023-2024, and now an outgoing SRC president for the term of 2024-2025, and now a member of SAUS from the year 2025 till 2028. I'll still be leadership. The reason why I mentioned all these credentials is not for me to brag in front of y'all and show y'all, Luguti, I've led, but I wanted to highlight to the incoming SRC that you don't just become SRC, you don't just become a person who will represent students kuma boardrooms, but you start from la engcabanga ukuthi sonke saqala khona. I'm very honored ukuthi amongst ama credentials ami, I do share some credentials with a person who will be taking ihlala kade ngikusona, which is the SRC president, the incoming president. I've seen him visible from the likes of being a housing committee member in his Pingo residence when he was a first-year student. With that, it shows the way that the institution starts or grooms leaders from the beginning to till the end of their career or their political career within the institution. And I'm hoping that with me being graduated from this institution to a national leadership, there will be more leaders from this institution who will do as so. As the outgoing SRC, I would like to firstly beg from the Vice Chancellor and the House. We have people who witnessed the SRC elections. We have people who have friends who are SRC now. We have people who are members of the organizations that contested. And right now, those people are outside. They are not able to witness what is happening here today, what is happening here at this moment. So I'd like to humbly request that we involve those people so that they'll be able to celebrate their incoming leadership. So with that request, I'd like to humbly request, because I was one of those people, and during those inaugurations, I was once inspired by those inaugurations, and I'd like to beg for them to answer. I can assure you, Vice Chancellor, they are not a threat. As the SRC that is outgoing, the journey was not easy. Coming from the vital decisions taken by the upper structures of our education, etc., we witnessed some acts of having students being subjected to going to private accommodation that led to us having not a so smooth allocation of students during the beginning of the year. But due to the SRC that was strong and the commitment to student leaders that were there at that time, we were able to champion that. As a strong SRC that was here, we witnessed a number of students being defunded by NSFAS. We witnessed a number of students falling under different categories, namely the category that was stated, I think the name was late application or late reg. So those are the challenges that we faced. But amongst the challenges, the one factor that I could say stood out was the fact that we remained united with students, we remained united with the SRC, we remained united with the substructures of the SRC. I'm not a person who usually writes my speech. So, to the incoming SRC, especially the president and the whole executive, please remain strong. To the incoming SRC and their subcommittees, please remain united. Please remain committed to whatever decision that you will take in assuring that students are represented. Students are not people who are just supposed to vote for you to come or go into power, but they are people whom you must come back to and represent, whom their ideas and their frustrations, you mustn't take them to the streets before taking them to the boardroom. Meaning that as a student leader, make a good use of a boardroom whereby you will be able to discuss and come up with solutions with the management, come up with solutions with each and every member of staff, of the staff within the university. So as the incoming SRC, I can assure you right now, As we are going through the registration in January, there will be some frustrations, there will be some challenges. But amongst those challenges and those frustrations, as a South member and as a former SRC member, I am here. Them, as the outgoing SRC, they are here. We are here for assistance. We are here for each and everything that you might require, but we are not here to play a role as the SRC. The role of the SRC is to represent students, and our role as prominent leaders is to ensure that you are equipped with whatever you might need from us due to experience and our past events and experience. We are here, our hands are open, and some of us might not be around, but President, I'm only a phone call away. I won't dwell much on what is expected from each and every members of the SRC, but I'll go mainly to the Deputy President of the SRC. Deputy President, for the first time during my term of office, after I think it was 5 or 7 years, we had a student parliament. That structure is very important, as Mr. Khoza indicated, that due to the structure, he did know what is expected of these elections due to the amended constitution. That act alone shows that the presence of a student parliament will play a pivotal and an important role in the SRC as you're about to begin your term of office. I think the number of days that is required for the SRC to elect a student parliament is it 7 days or 8 days? 15 days. So within 15 days, I humbly request from you to please elect a people who will be in the student parliament. The importance of a student parliament is that in a student parliament, during SRC elections, we can never shy away from this, but during SRC elections, the people who usually contest SRC elections are the political structures, meaning that as from today, SASCO deployed people from SASCO. EFFYC deployed people from EFF. But there are people who are from substructures, such as even the choir, starting from the choir, going to all the religious structures, performing arts, etc. Those people, due to numbers, they won't be able to contest SRC elections. But the student parliament is there to represent those people in giving you all umphako as to what is it that is expected of you from students and making you all account as the SRC for political structures. They are able to present such ideas, but as a student parliament, we are saying please also take along or take these ideas from these substructures as well. So to the outgoing SRC, thank you very much for your support to students. Thank you very much for your dedication. Thank you very much for your belief in me as the SRC president. Because I can tell you right now, this SRC played a very big role in such a critical year. And this SRC are leaders who are here today. I'm not sure whether we're missing two or three leaders, but it's for the first time we have the majority of SRCs present during the inauguration of another SRC. That shows that we are not here to claim or to occupy those positions, but we are here to represent students, and we are still here to represent students, but also to take good care of ourselves. As the outgoing SRC, we have people who have graduated. We have people who will be graduating next year. There should be an inspiration and an example to each and every, not just the SRC, but all the leaders of the subcommittees and all the leaders of each and every formations within the institution. The reason why we are here is not to become branch leadership, not to become SRC, but to get what our parents sent us here for. And those are the diplomas, the advanced diplomas, and the postgrads. And as the SRC president, that is outgoing. I recently graduated. Last year I was doing my advanced diploma. As the incoming president, I know that you are also a graduate. That is a good example to everyone. So I lobby the house. Please allow me to use the word comrade. Comrade, please prioritize the reason why you are here. And the reason why we are here is to get that certificate and get that approval from the institution that, yes, you are fit to go to that industry and perform those duties and carry on with your career. As the outgoing SRC, my final words is to give thanks to everyone who supported us, but mostly and most especially the students who trusted us with voting for us and ensuring that we lead them. And we'd like to thank each and every substructure coming from one of the substructures, which was performing arts. I can strongly affirm that all the substructures have prominent leaders, and all those leaders must be represented by you, comrades, who are the SRC. To the management, it wasn't an easy year for students, especially in absentia of the SDO when we started our year, in absentia of the Dean of Students. But Dr. Naidu was able to take in and play her role, even though it wasn't difficult. With that, I'd like to give thanks to the management and give thanks to the acting Dean of Students, and give thanks to the whole Department of Student Affairs, especially the ones that were dealing with the SRC. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much to the outgoing SRC. Steli Choir, Isi Penjumuko Wotjuana, while Dr. Naidu, Acting Dean of Students, kindly prepares to take the next session. Over to the choir. Thank you.
Outgoing SRC, incoming SRC, staff and students. Thank you for your presence here today. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the new SRC for 2025-2026. As I call up your name, please stand. Ndumiseni Nkonko, President. Luyanda Dlamini, Deputy President. Minenhle Luthuli, Secretary General. Qebo Ntshishani, Deputy Secretary General. Banele Mkwanyana, Treasurer General. Simpiwe Kumalo, Faculties Officer. Zolani Mbata, Residence Liaison Officer. Ngobani Mdluli, Sports Officer. Nela Nguni, Media and Publicity. Sinetemba Zungu, Religious Arts and Culture. Balungile Tungo, Health and Welfare Officer. SRC members for 2025-2026, please stand for the oath taking. You will repeat after me collectively. Can we please have silence? The oath of office is a solemn process where the ESRC commit to serve the university community, the students, to the best of their ability. Let us please acknowledge the solemn process. We, the duly elected members of the Student Representative Council of Mangosuthu University of Technology, solemnly pledge and affirm our commitment to serve the students, uphold the values of the institution, and work towards the betterment of the university community.
We, as duly elected members of the Representative Council of Mangosuthu University of Technology, solemnly pledge and affirm our commitment to serve the students, uphold the values of the institution, and work towards the betterment of the university community.
We bow to serve with honesty, transparency, and respect, always acting in the best interest of the student body, guided by ethical principles. We vow to foster a sense of community, inclusion, and collaboration amongst all students, regardless of background, belief, or identity. You may just say, you do.
We do.
Do you commit to inspire academic, social, and cultural growth by creating platforms that promote constructive dialogue, learning, and self-improvement?
We do.
Do you vow to ensure that every student has a voice and that voice is heard?
We do.
That's a fact.
Can you take this process seriously?
Thank you.
We need to respect the presence of management, and you need to respect yourselves. What these students are pledging is something very serious. And if you cannot take it serious, then you need to please reflect on what your intentions are. Okay? Do you vow to dedicate your time, your energy, and your talents in ensuring that students' needs are met, their concerns are addressed, and their well-being is prioritized throughout your tenure as SRC?
We do.
Do you vow to conduct yourselves in accordance with the code of conduct of MUT and all applicable policies, maintaining discipline, professionalism, and ethical leadership in all that you do?
We do.
With a deep sense of pride and duty, do you hereby take this oath to honor your roles as leaders and to fulfill your responsibilities with the utmost dedication, passion, and humility?
We do.
Thank you.
So, that's a strength.
Sanbonan, is it working? Thank you so much. Sorry about that. I think we are now going to allow the SRC incoming president, Mr. Mtumseni Tong, to make his official remarks. So he's going to get onto stage, and as he does so, thank you so much for the standing ovation, which shows that he is a true leader. Congratulations. Congratulations, Mtumseni Tong. Oh. Thank you so much.
Asha. Program Director, Vice Chancellor, members of Council, student leaders, academic and non-academic staff, fellow students, ladies and gentlemen, I greet you all in the name of struggle, service, and progress. I deem it appropriate and necessary to begin by applauding fighters in the EFF Youth Command for entrusting me with this crucial responsibility to lead MUT students. This opportunity is not mine alone, but belongs to every fighter out there who believes in the power of collective struggle, unity, and progressive change. We gather here today not only to mark the beginning of the new SRC administration, but also to renew our commitment to the ideas of justice, equality, and access to education for all. Mangosuthu University of Technology is not just a place of learning. MUT carries a deep and rich history. It has stood as a beacon of hope, attracting students from historically disadvantaged backgrounds, and has been a vessel for social mobility and transformation. It is for that reason that I call upon all stakeholders in all our engagements and decisions to always remain cognizant of this history, to remember that every decision made here must reflect the needs, struggles, and the aspiration of students. Fellow comrades, we must also take this opportunity and confront the harsh realities facing us. The crisis of student accommodation, the defunding of students, and other systematic challenges are not abstract issues. They are lived experiences that undermine the very future of our beloved institution. We refuse to accept this as normal. Today, as your SRC president, deployed by the EFF Youth Command, I pledge to each and every student of Mangosuthu University of Technology, regardless of political affiliation, background, or origin, that you are my number one priority until the last day of my term. I will serve with integrity, with respect, and with unwavering commitment. That is why I'm making these solid five commitments to you. Firstly, transport and timetable issues. The safety and dignity of students comes first. My first task in office will be urgently to convene a meeting with all relevant stakeholders to address the students' transport. We must ensure that bus drivers safely transport our fellow students to and from their residences. At the same time, we, as students, must have an honest family conversation about bus schedules and time. Transport must never again be a source of danger, fear, or exclusion. I am soon going to call for an urgent mass meeting to re-evaluate the times of bus schedules in line with our studies. Secondly, academic financial exclusion and allowances. It is unjust that in-service training students and second semester first-time entering students are expected to attend classes and write tests without receiving their NSFAS allowances. This is more than just an inconvenience. It is a denial of basic dignity. This administration will engage NSFAS and the finance department urgently and will establish a dedicated SRC finance desk where students can escalate issues and receive timely updates. Comrades, as a self-paying student currently, I know the pain that funding crisis has caused our students. The issue of defunding continues to strangle dreams and futures. As South African Union of Students has properly documented, the NFR's crisis is national, with thousands of students excluded each and every day. But that does not necessarily mean this administration must relax and not help alleviate the situation. Fortunate enough, here at MUT, the SRC Trust Fund was established through the foresight of our leaders. It is now our primary duty to ensure this fund serves its purpose, that it becomes a real tool to rescue students from exclusion. I vow to engage external stakeholders to contribute, but I also humbly request our Vice Chancellor and management. Let charity begin at home. Let us support this trust fund internally, ensuring that no student at MUT lives without a qualification simply because of lack of money. Together, let us turn this fund into a beacon of hope and a symbol of our unity as stakeholders. Infrastructure development. We must commend the stride made by the Office of Sports, the EMC, Vice Chancellor, and Council on renovating our sport fields. These changes must be applauded. But let us not stop there. Let us reach a point where our athletes are supported with incentives, bursaries, and resources that uplift their morale. Sport is not only about recreation. It is a vehicle against substance abuse, a builder of discipline, and a source of pride. We must nurture it for the well-being of our students. Vice Chancellor, the situation at Umzana Resident is dire. Amongst many shortages, students there do not even have proper study tables and chairs. What then is the purpose of a resident if students that reside in it do not even have the basic of studying? If this matter cannot resolve by December and most probably falls outside the university budget, we say shut it down, give it time for proper refurbishment, and provide alternative accommodation. Furthermore, the practice of three sleeper rooms is demeaning to students. We will push for a total phase out of this arrangement and lobby for infrastructure expansion to restore dignity to residents' life. Vice Chancellor, we are still confronted with lecture halls that are non-conducive for learning. Classrooms without functioning air conditioners are unacceptable. We call for an urgent intervention by facilities management. The first-come, first-served pandemic accommodation crisis. The issue of accommodation at MUT has become a shameful crisis. The so-called first-come, first-served system is unfair in all aspects. Every year, as the university, we fail to plan ahead. The university does not have access to the numbers of students who will require accommodation before the registration, and it does not secure enough residences to meet that need. The result is that students are left stranded, pushed from office to office, and ultimately told to take whatever space that they can find, no matter how unsafe, overcrowded, or overpriced. We reject this system of chaos and exploitation. Students are not customers in supermarkets. They are human beings with a right to dignified, affordable accommodation. Our SRC commits to confronting this injustice head on. I propose that the university conduct a proper audit of accommodation needs before the registration each year and allocate rooms fairly and transparently. Where there are shortages, we will engage the Vice Chancellor's Office, Student Affairs and Housing to secure additional residences and ensure no student is left without a roof over their head. This administration will not tolerate landlords who exploit students by packing them into tiny, inhuman spaces while charging exorbitant rent. Vice Chancellor, the cries around textbooks has been heard loud and clear. Our students are saying to us, we are not given adequate time to prepare. And indeed, there's the truth in the saying, by failing to prepare, we are preparing to fail. We raise this matter with utmost respect because at the heart of its academic excellence, something we all want to see thrive at MUT. We are therefore mobilizing your office, Vice Chancellor, to urgently engage with the Registrar's office so that together we can relook at the restructuring of test weeks. Our call is simple. Let us find solutions that ensure students are not set up to fail, but instead are positioned to succeed. In conclusion, the SRC budget has historically been used for events and programs. And while we still value those, this administration will prioritize long-term empowerment projects that we will present to all students as soon as possible. Imagine the pride of knowing that every MUT graduate walks into the world not only academically qualified, but also practically empowered for the job market. That is the legacy that we want to build together. Fellow students, Bafwetu, this administration is not about rhetoric. It is about action. It is about tangible change. It is about student-centered agenda. Together, let us commit to defending our rights to education, to securing a dignified student experience, and to leaving Mangosuthu University of Technology better than what we found. Amanda! Awetu!
Thank you so much, Siyabonga kakhulu, President SRC. The choir is over ready. So let's allow VC to atukuthi I set up a while you sing. Ne? All right, ngicela nisenzele kanjalo. So the choir is going to give us an item while our Vice Chancellor and Principal, Uprof Sbia, prepares to take the podium for the keynote address. Siyabonga kakhulu. Singaba robi ke ngoba sibacelile sathi angeke sidonse. All right. Prof Sibiya, Vice Chancellor and Principal, bayabuza abantu ukuthi how come eMangosuthu kungangqongqi amanye ama university ayasha? Is it the SRC? Is it leadership? Is it the Vice Chancellor? I nam ngisamangele. Over to you, Prof.
Thank you, Program Director, Ms. Jade Mtiane, the Executive Management, Dean of Students, MUT staff members, members of staff in student affairs, outgoing SRC members, new SRC president, and new members of the SRC, the student parliament, and the entire student body, esteemed guests, ladies and gentlemen, I must first acknowledge and appreciate the outgoing SRC for its contributions to the university, as they have exceptionally embraced our 2020 to 2025 strategic plan and demonstrated the essence of MUT values. We commend the SRC's ability under the leadership of Nkanyiso Mhlengi Ngubo to lead the MUT students with due diligence and compassion, where we saw them champion issues that affected students. I must indicate that this was the first SRC that served full term during my tenure as the Vice Chancellor and Principal, and maybe Comrade VC, because at times I'm addressed as Comrade VC. Again, I must indicate that this was the first SRC that served the university during the absence of the Dean of Students, who is appointed in the substantive position, thanks to Dr. Naidu, who took the baton and ran with it. Again, this is the first SRC that served without the SDO, who left the university in end of January 2025. But we did not fill the vacuum because they stepped up to the occasion. We acknowledge your role as student leaders when the university was confronted by the challenges. You showed your commitment in resolving these challenges through shared accountability and responsibility with all relevant stakeholders. I'm sure there was a time when you, as students, you thought that the president and the SRC were sleeping in the same bed with management. And I want to assure you that that was not the case. It is because of the robust engagement that we held with the SRC. Now and again, we'd sit around the table in the boardroom, and we did not always share the same ideas, but would always find each other at the end of our engagements. You exercised your role and function in a collaborative manner with other stakeholders of the university, and you presented yourselves as co-creators of sustainable solutions for MUT and its people. Indeed, you have demonstrated your high capability of problem solving and negotiation skills through respect and appropriate manner, whilst encouraging a spirit of cooperative governance with the university management. The outgoing SRC reflected the true spirit of unity in diversity. They might have started their term with different views or opinions, but they were able to create a cohesive and good working relationship as a team towards shared vision and goals. In all your endeavors during your term of office, you demonstrated discipline and upheld the university rules and policies with high regard. For me, as the Vice Chancellor, this reflects our progress towards the realization of our new upcoming strategy vision 2030. I would like to congratulate you all on your collective achievements. Ndlelanhle sinifisela okuhle kodwa. And I'm proud to say uMhlengi is the second student that I have worked with who will be part or who is now part of SAUS. In my previous life as the head of Department of Nursing at DUT, I had uAvela Mjajubana, who was my student at DUT way back then, and I supervised him for his master's. He now works for SAUS, and he is now appointed as the chief of staff in the province of Eastern Cape in the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. And I would like to sing the same praises in the near future when I talk about Mhlengi and some of you when you graduate at MUT. I hope the incoming SRC will take over the baton and run with it on the same track and speed. Let me take this moment to congratulate the newly elected SRC members under the leadership of Mr. Mdumiseni Chonko Kambush. Ngikuzwile baba. Zangu DVC, ngithaka ngibhalele. Zonke into adukhala ngaso. We will engage, we will talk, and we will join hands with you in addressing all these issues, because indeed, you are our key stakeholders. I always pose the question, who owns the university? Who are the key stakeholders of the university? There is no university without students. So how can we neglect our key stakeholders? So I do commit that the issues that Mr. Chonko raised, we will definitely tackle them. And some of them are the issues that were raised by Mr. Mhlengi. You know that one cannot eat the whole elephant in one day. But together, we will get there. It is a great honor for me to usher you as the new SRC leadership at MUT. Students chose you because they have faith in you. This is indeed a momentous achievement that shows not only unprecedented support from your peers, but also double-edged sword that ought to serve as a reminder to act with humility, remembering that there is a significant electorate that would not have chosen you, whom you have a duty to represent. Mr. Khoza told us here the rigorous process that you went through in order to get these people who are seated at the front to be elected as SRC. So even more importantly, the other half that did not vote for you, whom you also need to consider in every step of your leadership. Each time the university inaugurates a new SRC, it does so not only to fulfill its duty, but does so with the hope that the incoming SRC will take the university to greatest heights. We have no doubt that you will do your best to make MUT one of the greatest university. And Mr. Khonko, I must indicate that there is history at MUT. For the past 5 years, there hasn't been any student protests, mainly because management would always engage with the SRC. And I hope we will be able to hold that record. May you be that SRC that will leave an indelible mark, that SRC that will make MUT different and transformed. Now, the SRC is a statutory structure as provided for in the Higher Education Act. The SRC offers a variety of services to individual students and different student groupings. And in offering these services, the SRC exercises political, economic, and administrative authority in order to manage the activities of student life. As such, the SRC is the highest decision-making structure of student governance at MUT. So in line with the definition of governance, the roles and responsibilities of the SRC include participating in institutional decision-making structures. That is why at Senate, we do have SRC reps. That's the reason why at Council, we do have the SRC representation. 2, advising and supporting the delivery of effective and efficient student support services. 3, managing and administering student representation at different levels. 4, advising on the development of academic programs. That is why we have the faculty officer as one of the portfolios of the SRC. Participating in the development and implementation of institutional and national policies on higher education. Therefore, the SRC is a vital stakeholder within the university, since various decisions require consultation with the SRC. Through these processes, MUT embraces the notion of cooperative governance. I want to caution you that as you start the journey, there will be numerous challenges that you will face. These challenges, President, especially you, President, they will test your character and decision-making as a student leader. Some people will doubt whether you are fit for purpose. This will call for your courage and resilience. Believe in yourself. Aim for excellence, even in the face of diversity. Do not allow anyone to distract you from achieving your objectives as a collective. And I must indicate that if ever there is a window that gets broken, the first person that I will show the gate, it's the SRC. Because you are the student leadership. If ever I find that the university is in flames, I will not go around looking for students. It's the SRC that will face the music. I'm saying this during your inauguration because when you accept being the leader of the student, you also accept the responsibility. As you assume this role, you need to think about the legacy you wish to leave. How do you want to contribute? How do you want to inspire? How do you want to influence and respond or to initiate the change the student leadership culture requires so urgently, both as a structure and as individuals. As the Vice Chancellor and Principal of Mangosuthu University of Technology, I offer my wholehearted support and encouragement as you embark on this journey of service and leadership. I do commit that I will have regular engagements with the student leadership to discuss matters that affect students. In fact, Dr. Naidu, by close of tomorrow's business, I want you to give me the 3 dates that I will spend with the SRC, because I handle leadership, student leadership myself. I did so with the outgoing SRC. So we'll go away, find a little corner away from this university, and then meet in March. Thank you, Petili. No man, no more, no bang haba ni SRC, Tulan and Hambi. Right? So, Dr. Naidu, please communicate with my PA. We find 3 days, and then we go away with the SRC. I would think you're a charm. Right? We will go out to discuss our expectations, their expectations from me, my expectations from them, and then we discuss the plan. What will be the plan for the next 12 months? So that I will know where to support them, so that they deliver on what they promised you during their presentation of manifestos. I also have plans, as I indicated, to have leadership workshops with the SRC. For the first time this year, I supported the outgoing SRC to go overseas, because I could not stand back and watch staff members using the university resources to go overseas to enrich themselves or to capacity build themselves. I also have a responsibility as the vice chancellor to offer you the opportunity so as to start building on your CVs, because in you, I see future leaders. So I do commit that before the end of your tenure, I will also afford you the opportunity to go and mingle, to go and engage with other student leadership, not only from South Africa, not only from Africa, but also from overseas universities. May this event be a testament to the values we hold dear at MUT, which are my MUT. My MUT values build on our core principles, which are accountability, respect, integrity, and excellence, while expanding them with aspirational, contextually relevant ideals like Ubuntu and Mastery. So my MUT is an acronym standing for Mastery, Yearning for Growth, Mutual Respect, Ubuntu, and Transparency. And we'll talk more about these values when we engage at our student leadership workshop. May the good Lord bless you during your tenure as the SRC 2025-2026.
Thank you so much, Professor Bia. Sicele uDr. Bheka Ntshangase, Acting DVC Teaching and Learning, ukuthi I deliver the vote of thanks. Simshayele izandla iseqhamuka.
All right, thank you, Program Director. Greetings to the Vice Chancellor, Prof. Sibiya, EMC, with only one member, Mr. Mahlangu, Academic Dean, Dean of Students, and outgoing SRC, incoming SRC, staff members, and colleagues, and our guests who are amongst us. Firstly, mine is to give a lot of thanks. Firstly, I would like to thank our visionary leader, Professor Sibiya, for sharing her deeply kind of an advice to the new leaders of MUT, and for sharing her wisdom with us in terms of guiding. It's not only SRC, but all of us, if you listen to what Prof was talking about. There's nothing that is important in life like to be confident and know what you want and not get distracted easily. You must stay your way and do the best you can. Thank you very much. So, Dom, And I would like to go to Mr. Zwane. Thank you very much for providing a clear direction for the purpose of this gathering today. It was exactly what it is, and you shared your experience with us on that. It is much appreciated. Mr. Khoza, I think I'm not seeing you for the first time. Last year, I think I was here. You've done a diligent job there, and you've done a credible job as well. Thank you very much, even for sharing that MUT is the most democratic university in the country. I think you deserve to give yourself a round of applause. Thank you very much for that, because some people believe in politics in such a way that even after elections, they keep on fighting. You must know one thing. Politics is just a game of ideologies. It doesn't mean you have to be enemies. You can contest, dance, while others are chanting and singing and whatever. But after elections, come together, bear in mind, you are a community of MUT, and take us forward as the institution. Outgoing President Mhlengi, where are you? No, yes, sir. I used to know you just far away from me, but as of February this year, you started engaging with me. I'll say this today. To engage with Mhlengi, it was pleasant for me. He's a very cool-headed young man, of which is a contradiction. Young people used to be other way around. But I don't want to lie, he's cool-headed. He has been engaging. I think he was supposed to get a small office there in my office. Because of challenges we were tackling on a daily basis. Some of those are raised by the president, Mr. Khoza, but we will try to tackle them moving forward. Thank you very much for your leadership, and thank you very much for your support, and thank you very much to all your members and your executive. You demonstrated that you know what you want, because there's something I'll tell you. As VC was highlighting, other universities, students, or SRC, I don't want to say SRC, but I'll simply say students, they believe in violence. That's not the way. If there's an issue, come, let's talk, let's resolve, and build moving forward. Thank you very much for the leadership with all your executive. Can we give them a round of applause, please? Mr. President, Mr. Khoza, welcome. This is a journey, but every journey starts with one step and thereafter becomes 1,000 miles. Mr. Khoza, we welcome you and we thank you that you, and we wish to also to congratulate you and your team that you won. But please, all the areas that you were raising and concern you were raising today, I was jotting them down. Some are not new, but some were new to me. But as VC said, I must jot it down so that we engage. We will make sure that we engage as well as matters. And we hope that we'll work very well with you. And congratulations once more. Let's have a good journey ahead of us. Thank you very much for that. And to the Dean of Students, thank you very much for organizing this and making this a success. I'm laughing as well because we've been meeting, calling. I remember on the day of elections, I think there was a problem with network. I got a call. Hey, Doc, we'll see you. If she was young, she would have been crying. But we managed to deal with the situation, but resolve the matter within 10 minutes. And thereafter, everything went well. Thank you very much, Doc, for your leadership. That's how it goes. That's how we learn, anyway. And I'll talk now to the choir. I know you're still going to come and do something for us. I'll wait for it, because I still have some few minutes. I want to listen to that. Thank you very much. That's a good talent. That's a very good talent. If you can nurture it, you can go far. Please, don't just think it is just an MUT thing. You can be like a Black Mamba's work tomorrow. Thank you once more for that. And to the organizers, thank you very much for organizing this event. According to me, it was a success and well done. And I can see silver pots there. I think after this, we will be able to get something that gives us energy moving forward. And to everyone who's here, our technical people there, thank you very much for making sure that everything is running smooth. And to everyone who's here, students who came here, firstly, I have to thank you for participating in the elections. There's this tendency in some students that I'm not interested in politics. Politics is life. That's what I was taught when professors were doing political science. They said politics start from your mother's womb. I won't articulate how, but he taught us how. You were born, it was a struggle. Schooling, it was a struggle involving politics. You are here today. I don't know whether you know. Maybe you are part of 14% of the population of young people who access university. That's politics. The president was talking about student exclusion because of financial whatever. That's politics. To participate in politics, it means you're participating in life. But if you don't participate, others will make decisions on your behalf, then you are doomed. So you have to be active, you're still young, there's life ahead of you, provided you behave. Provided you behave. Don't drink, don't smoke. Don't those things. Because you begin to do those things now, the time you reach our age, it will be something else. And remember, there's nothing important in your life like your future. Your future depending on your healthy body and healthy. That's it. With those few words, thank you for the opportunity. I wish to say to those of you who are here, thank you for coming and attending and making this gathering a success. Because without you, it will be very boring. Thank you, Program Director.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.